With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration continues to make strides in tracking government spending, using tariffs to halt the flow of fentanyl from China into the U.S. as well. E.J. Antony of the Heritage Foundation told the Salem Radio Network China is retaliating out of fear.
China is very, very fearful that they're going to incur tremendous costs in terms of all this government action without any of the normally associated benefit, again, because of the tariffs that Trump could slap onto all of their products.
Antony also says that the president's threat to levy tariffs encouraged both Canada and Mexico to commit to providing additional troops to guard their borders with the United States. Victims of the LA wildfires are describing very different experiences when it comes to insurance.
In Altadena, California, Chris Wilson and Louise Hamlin are neighbors. Their homes are almost identical. Both were destroyed by the wildfire. For Wilson, just last year.
We're one of many people who got kicked off our private insurance.
He had to get two state policies to cover what he used to get with one.
It doesn't cover a lot. I'm real worried about being able to rebuild.
Louise Hamlin's story is much different. Her insurance company called her 2 days after the fire.
They've already paid out much of the value of the house.
Chris Wilson is contemplating loans.
New York City targeting thrill seekers engaging in a high-risk, too often deadly stunt.
The city is trying to deter dangerous subway surfing through education, but some critics say that's not enough. They argue making trains harder to climb and train surfers more easy to detect might be part of the solution. One subway driver says locking the doors at the ends of train cars might keep people from climbing onto the roof. 6 people died last year subway surfing in New York. Rich Thomason reporting.
And this is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 LGBT members, Michael Harrington reports.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only 3 people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they have paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for such care. Denver Health in Colorado has stopped providing sex change surgeries for people under the age of 19. Officials at Children's National Hospital in D.C. say the hospital has also paused similar treatment. This is SRN News. President Trump said Friday he's firing members of the Board of Trustees for the Kennedy Center and naming himself chairman.
The president also indicated that he will use the post to dictate programming at one of the nation's premier cultural institutions. Trump wrote on social media Friday, quote, that in my direction, we are going to make the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. great again. He says the current chairman, philanthropist David Rubenstein, is among those who, quote, do not share our vision for a golden age in arts and culture. He says, quote, we will soon announce a new board with an amazing chairman, Donald J. Trump. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
American skier Breezy Johnson has won gold in the women's downhill at the Alpine Skiing World Championships. Johnson finished 0.15 seconds ahead of silver medalist Mirjam Pushner of Austria, and Czech skier Esther Ledecka came in just behind to take the bronze. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.